One.
Hi, this is Summer Quashie, and today I'm interviewing Tiffany Pollard to talk about Master Healers Program. So Tiffany, tell us a little bit about what the Master Healers Program is.
I would happily love to do that. The Master Healer Program, on the sort of technical level, it's a learning, discovery, and co-creative engagement that takes place over the course of a year, but over four long weekends, so Thursday through Sunday. And those long weekends take place corresponding to the seasons. In addition to that, in terms of content, the Master Healer Program really takes and draws on four main pillars of my teaching experience and background and life, really. And those have to do with the Chinese five-element paradigm, which we'll probably talk a little bit more about later. So the Chinese five-element paradigm, working with essential oils in a very deep way, specifically working with them on particular acupoints on the body in order to move energy in the body, but also working with them via inhalation to alter the limbic system of the brain and move and alter what we call Xin in Chinese medicine, which is the mental and emotional body. So we have the Chinese five-element system, the essential oil aspect, and then we have the aspect of working with touch. I generally refer to it as compassionate touch, and sometimes you don't even have to work touching the body. You can work off the body, but there's a deep way of listening into the body via this compassionate touch that aids in the healing. And then the last aspect has to do with really allowing. It's interesting, if you look on the webpage, it says Master Healer, Leader, Teacher, Healer. And that encompasses the fourth aspect, which has to do with coming into your own full power as a healer, in whatever capacity that you are. I know that some people that are doing the course are yoga instructors, Reiki practitioners, massage practitioners, intuitive healers, Chinese medicine practitioners. No matter what the background, the goal really is to help you touch down on and tap into your master healer and develop that. So just to sum up, on the one hand with Master Healer, we have plenty of really rich content and structure and, even protocols, if you will, that you'll learn that you can put into practice right away that feel good and that you'll see results with. And then the other aspect is the less sort of structural, but nevertheless, it's still extremely potent, and that has to do with the inner work, dropping into the void within oneself so that you can come and arise forth into your full power. So that's I think, in a nutshell, describes the Master Healer.
That sounds amazing. And how is it that you, how did this training come into being?
Oh, because I said yes. It's been such a powerful process for me personally, and I know it's even been a powerful process for those that are already involved in the Master Healer, which hasn't even started yet. But the way it came into being was I've been teaching in some capacity for another for about 20 years in various realms, and in terms of Chinese medicine and energetic medicine specifically, I've been teaching for about 10 years, and I've had the privilege of co-teaching with some amazingly powerful male teachers in the realm of Chinese medicine and also with essential oils and energetic medicine. And I learned so much from them. And about 2 years ago, I don't know if I'm honest with myself, the promptings probably started about 3 years ago, that I started getting this little niggle, Tiff, it's time for you to move out into teaching your own. your own thing that's trying to move through. You know, I bet that anyone listening can probably imagine or can reflect upon your own life when something feels like it's trying to push through your own soul, you know, be birthed through you. And I started getting that niggle, but I would quickly shut it down. No, you know, all the all the things that can come up to kind of shut it down or distract myself, talk myself out of it, etc. And I just kept moving forward teaching in the capacities that I was teaching, and I was getting increasingly uncomfortable. Not because what I was teaching wasn't awesome and the participants taking part were, you know, had great feedback and it was very fulfilling in different ways, but there's this way in which I wasn't pushing or sort of allowing myself to move into that very edge that my soul was calling forward. And so I'd get restless and uncomfortable, and I wanted to blame it on other things, you know, on my co-teachers or on, you know, that I was having philosophy differences or I think you probably get the sense there. And yet I knew underneath it that there was a branching out that had to happen, and I just didn't quite know how to do it in the way that it felt like it was coming forward, because I had done branching out in terms of teaching weekend seminars. I also knew there was this strong thread coming through about trauma, and that a big part of what it was that I was going to teach was about not just healing trauma, but really recontextualizing trauma within the individual, within families, and within communities. And yet my ego really wanted to know exactly how it was that I was going to teach that, and exactly how it was that it was all going to turn out, and who was going to come, and I kept putting limits on it. And then something started just breaking down within myself in a good way. And I actually started to reach out and ask for guidance, just in the form of talking to the universe and saying, okay, basically. It started out with just saying, okay. And then the next thing was, okay, I think I'm ready for the next part in this. And then sometimes the parts would come through when I was lucid and awake during the day in terms of the elements of Master Healer. And sometimes they would come through really strong in the form of a dream. And as I kept taking action on it in terms of writing it and in terms of visualizing it and in terms of just letting it move through and choosing to put my attention on something other than the fear or drop down into the fear and move through, then it kept getting clearer and clearer and clearer. And literally as it was forming, it was basically reassembling me. It sounds so strange to say, but it's like what I said at the very beginning when you asked the question, Summer, was that it came into being because I said yes. So that's the short answer. And the longer answer is everything that I just gave. But there was the yes, this process, and then this reassembling or remembering of me, not separate from my higher self and not separate from this soul birthing that wants to take place. And what I really would love to express is that process itself is actually a big part of what the Master Healer is for people that will be taking it. It's about saying yes to yourself. It's about saying yes to what it is that wants to birth through you. And I think that probably a lot of people that are interested in the Master Healer are taking it. They don't quite yet know what that is. They just know that they feel that niggle, but then they also have all the resistance that comes up, like I just described, in all of its various forms. And we don't quite know what to do. It's like we need a little help and a little prompting. And I am 100% committed to allowing this, you know, and facilitating, like, but basically midwifing this birth process for all of us in a way that actually allows us to I have to back up and just say it's not about just learning new things that you can now put on your website, for example. You can certainly put it on your website, but it is literally about a a birthing of something forth from your own soul. And it's going to look a little bit differently for each person. And the container of the Master Healer is basically there to facilitate that. And it's a beautiful balance of the structure that allows the left brain to actually flourish and feel safe, because it needs to feel safe too. And then the aspects of emptiness and of that kind of wellspring of creativity that comes forward from emptiness, that's embodied in we call it the right brain, or the right aspect of the brain, that those can fully come online and in a way like weave and wrap themselves around the elements of structure. And all of this will be happening within the context of you basically being more of you being remembered, like I've experienced through this process of birthing the Master Healer program itself. I hope that's clear.
It also sounds like you kind of just described who this training is for, like the person that feels that nudge, like you said. Is there anything else you'd like to comment on in terms of who this person or who this training is for? And like you mentioned before, that the Chinese five element program is sort of like the foundational structure in a way. Do people need a Chinese medical background to take the training?
Oh yeah, good question. So I'll start with the part of who it's for. And yeah, I guess I did sort of answer that. And let me see if there's anything more to say. One thing I'm seeing is that the people that the Master Healer program is for, they just know it. They have a knowing, just like I had a knowing. And for example, one woman who is in a seminar that I recently just taught on aroma acupoint therapy, she said that as soon as I said the name and opened my mouth to start to talk about it, she said that she felt what could only be described as like a gong going off in her chest. And then she took the flyer for the program, and when she went home and she started reading it, she said she just started shaking. So, you know, that may sound kind of extreme, and maybe your response isn't that physiological, but there will be something that's just a big yes. It's like the yes before you could say yes. What I mean is there's something kind of transrational that says yes before the mind can actually do the saying of the yes. And so those are the people that should be there, and I completely honor that. And love, and actually just love and delight in that, in the fact that that's the way it seems to be coming down. And then I mentioned the varieties of healers that are already involved. And I did create a section on the website on tiffanycarole.com, and that's C-A-R-O-L-E, which is my middle name, .com, and it says requirements. But basically it just says that you know that you're here to help people and that you're working in some kind of healing profession. And the healing profession could be anything from veterinary medicine, Reiki, a yoga instructor. I have a friend who has a personal training business who I consider that healing work because of the way she actually does it and works with other people. And then in terms of the second part of your question about the Chinese medicine aspect, so the Chinese five element system is so extraordinary, and I kind of feel like that philosophy saved my life back when I was in school at Bastyr University, because I studied naturopathic medicine and then I was studying TCM, or traditional Chinese medicine, which is the post-communist China version of Chinese medicine. And I just felt like there was something, it was devoid of soul and spirit. And then I got exposed to my first five element course, and it's like it brought nature back in, it brought my connectedness to nature back in, and it brought the spirit of the medicine back in for me. And in that sense, I'm going to create a list of recommended reading, but there isn't essential reading for people other than anything that I might hand out at the Master Healer course, like photocopies out of a specific book. But if somebody doesn't have the Chinese five element background at all and they're curious and they want to read something more, I'll give a recommended book for you. But I want to say that whomever does not have to read anything prior to about the Chinese five elements. There's a way in which the five elements are, they actually make more sense than a lot of the ways that we kind of live and engage with life. when we're talking about it and going into the seasons and going into that element, there's something in you that'll be like yum, this just feels good and right. And I'll be talking about the resonances and the correspondences of the season with the organs, and there'll be a transmission in that too that again just makes deep sense. And yeah, you will probably have to go back and look at the handout to remember exactly what goes with what, but there will be a body resonance that that won't be forgotten. And so, no, you don't have to have Chinese medicine background. You don't even have to read about it ahead of time. And I can guarantee that you'll be able to go really rather deep with the Chinese five elements just in the time that we're together.
So another question for you, Tiffany, is that you've decided to host this as a retreat, in a retreat format, instead of, say, in the city at a seminar or... and why is that? Why did you choose the retreat format?
Yeah, that's a good question too, because it was part of the busting out of a paradigm for me that had to happen, because prior to this, I'm used to teaching continuing education credit seminars approved by certain boards for certain healthcare practitioners, and they're very structured. You know, we teach 9 to 5:30, there's certain breaks, etc. And, you know, I would teach everywhere from in a top-story building in downtown Manhattan to downtown and other major cities. And also in massage schools, that was a common venue, massage schools, Chinese medicine schools, which all those have served a great purpose. I think part of it is about allowing this to be something that we don't just hold at a distance. You know, for example, if I take a weekend CEU seminar on, you know, fill in the blank, I'm sort of going there, I'm partly removed from it, and sort of sitting back in my chair focused on the information and what the information will give me and in getting my CEUs. And for this, as I described earlier, it really is about a birthing process for your soul. I think that just sounds so amazing when I say it out loud. But I'm really serious about it, and it's in a very grounded context. It's not just floating out there in the ethers. And so I wanted to provide a really beautiful environment and beautiful experience where your senses could be engaged and delighted, where you could connect with the earth and with the season itself, and relax, you know, relax the body, relax the mind, and learn from that place of being relaxed and engaged with all your senses, and learn from that place where you're not holding yourself separate from something, but you're actually engaging with the something itself. And it's why I think I described the Master Healer in several different places on the website as a co-creative process. And I really mean that. It is, if we're all leaning in from the sort of the edge of our own experience and from our you know, the seat of our heart, with all of our senses open and full and empty at the same time, then just by that very posture and place together, we are co-creating, and we are allowing something to move through together. And I think that's really hard to do, maybe not impossible, but really hard to do in a office building in downtown Manhattan, or even in a place that feels a lot more academic or scholastic, because we kind of automatically go into those mental modes. And so it's why I was so excited to be able to work together with you, Summer, at Seven Arrows, because I taught there a weekend workshop there. I don't remember how many months
last
ago.
Last August.
Whoa,
2014.
And I had such a profound and special experience there myself of dropping into a deeper reverence and humility with my own teaching and engaging with others. And I there was something so profound that happened there. I just thought, something more needs to come from here, from this place. You know, I want to be back, and I want to be back here with others, and I want to be back there with you. So that's the East Coast location. And the West Coast location is in Ojai, California, where I live. I consider this my home, although I travel a lot and commute back to my center in Seattle. But Ojai, in some ways, I feel like the Ojai Valley saved my life. It's a beautiful valley nestled between mountains with not very many people, about 9,000 people, no strip malls. It's Ojai translates to Valley of the Moon or Yin Valley. And this valley taught me how to return to my softness and how to drop into emptiness. And people that come here seem to experience that if they allow themselves to. And the beautiful retreat center that we have in Ojai is actually the home of Krishnamurti, the Indian philosopher and teacher, when he was alive. It's next door to what some people know as the Pepper Tree Inn, which is the official sort of retreat center that was the teaching hall for Krishnamurti. This property is next door to that and is the was the home of his, and it's a beautiful property. The woman who runs the property takes the most tender, beautiful care of it. I just wanted to cry as soon as I stepped foot on it. So we'll be surrounded in beauty, water, little waterfalls and ponds and mountains and quiet. And that's where we'll do the work and creation in Ojai.
It's really special to be on retreat with you, just to like sit and get to, you know, eat meals together and just continue that sort of like mindful work that you're describing. So I'm really excited about it. I know that when you originally sent me the description, or you read it to me over the phone, I had that feeling of like that whole body feeling of like, oh my gosh, she wrote this training for me. And you had mentioned someone else before in this interview who had that kind of physical sensation, almost like a shaking. So immediately, of course, when I said yes, I was then scared. Like,
I know what you mean.
I know, oh, my life is going to change. But a good kind of scared. So I think that, you know, if people are listening to this interview, if they visited your website, and they do have that kind of experience, that feeling. I know that both of the trainings on the East and West Coast are almost halfway full, and it really hasn't even been officially put out to the world. What should someone do right now to actually reserve their space in one of the Master Healers courses this year?
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's so awesome. And if you're hearing this and you've experienced the yes in whatever form that you do, I just really honor that, and I honestly can't wait to be together, working together and creating together and discovering together and clearing together. A lot of this is about clearing out the old patterning within that comes through from our lifetime, through our ancestral lines. And so clearing out in the most beautiful ways to make room for the most full you to emerge. That I'm so thrilled to be able to engage in that process with you. I just wanted to make sure to say that. And if you are ready to commit to that, even though I know that feels like a scary word, remember, what you're really doing is committing to yourself. And that's how I've experienced this whole process, and part of why it's been so profoundly powerful. And if you are ready for that, then what I would recommend, yes, based on what Summer just said, that we haven't done the official launch out. I haven't sent out an email to all my list yet, and the work, and each location is just about halfway full. So what you'll want to do is put a deposit down, and the deposit is $400, and you can do that on the website through the payment buttons. There's a few different payment buttons on the homepage, and then one under the practical details page. And you just follow the prompts, put down the deposit, and then we'll be reaching out to you to discuss details further from that. And that secures your spot. And congratulations!
Yay! We will see you at the Master Healer.
Yeah, thanks so much, Summer.
Oh, thank you, Tiffany.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.